What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good.
Bring us up to date on injuries and stuff like that. Crabtree and some of those guys.
Yeah, Crabtree practiced today. Landry practiced today. Carl next was limited. Deshaun Goldson was limited. Mike Williams was limited.
Carl Nix
foot. Mm-hmm.
Foot.
Same foot.
Same toe.
I don't know that for sure. Yeah, I think it is the same, but it's not. I'm not sure. I shouldn't comment because I'm not 100% sure. But it's the foot.
But Nix was out there at some point.
He was out there at some point. Yep, that's limited. Yep.
From a defensive standpoint, what's your view of Philadelphia's offense, the type that they're running? It's obviously a little unconventional for the NFL, but just what they've been able to do in terms of points and the look that they give you.
Well, yeah, the run game is a little bit different. The pass game is very conventional. I mean, the pass game is – it's just how they do the run game with the gun run that's just a little bit different in that they do run the read option sometimes. Sometimes they don't. You know, not every time they hand the ball off out of shotgun is it read option. They do a good job of mixing it up. They determine if they want the quarterback to have a chance to run the football. I think what's really sets their offense apart is how well coached they are, number one, and number two, the talent they have. You know, if you look, they have talent in every area and you know, best-in-class talent in every area. You know, Shady is running at an incredible level, record-breaking level. So, and, you know, whatever the quarterback situation is, you know, is Vic going to play, isn't going to play? Well, you know, we saw Foles last year, so we know he can play. You know, whoever it is, we got to be ready. But offensively, they're humming right now. Well-oiled machine.
Is this a good benchmark to tell you where your defense is? I mean, you've done some impressive things already. The goal-to-go defense is ranked up there in the top. Red zone defense has been strong. You're strong against the run. Is this a good test just to see, you know, where you do stack up?
Well, it is, although it's not – there are some things that aren't like we're going to see many other weeks this year. You know, so it's a little different to say, well, is that a good predictor of future success? I don't know if that's, you know, true. We need to stop these guys, though. I'm not worried about predictors of future success or future games. We're worried about the Eagles. And Philadelphia is, like I said, well-coached and very talented. So it's going to be a huge challenge for us, no doubt.
Greg, what are the challenges of the tempo at which they play that offense? What kind of challenges does that present to you?
A big one, yeah. I mean, they're the most up-tempo team that – you know, I think there is in our league. You can see that they're getting more and more of what coach wants, you know, as far as, you know, so much of how fast can you go is, you know, what do you do with the football? Do you hand it to the official right away? All those things that give the defense a second or a click more to get adjusted. Because when you see the big plays, it's not like they're some of those runs that are big gashes aren't extravagant scheme. You know, they block people, they read one guy, and guys aren't quite in their stance. They're in the vicinity. They're not quite ready to go. And then, like I said, when Shady's got the ball in his hands, you know, at times it looks like a video game. Some of the cuts he makes, you know, some of the cuts he makes, humans aren't supposed to be able to do that, you know, so it's pretty special.
When Chip Kelly came to the NFL with this offense, and maybe even still today because it hasn't been that long, people were like, eh, I don't know if this is going to translate from the college game. What were your thoughts about that, having come from the college game yourself, and just what you knew, you know, Chip, what he was going to do?
Well, Chip's an excellent coach, so I had no doubt that he would, you know, offensively, they're going to move the football and they're going to score and all those things, and he's doing what I thought he'd do. Football's football. How you choose to attack it, you got 11 guys, they got 11. Different ways to skin a cat, but if you're a good coach and you have good players, you're going to move the football and you're going to score, and that's what they're doing.
How often did you face offenses like that while you were in college? Are you fairly?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, everybody likes to group them into one kind of category, and they're different because, you know, the tempo with which they run. You know, we probably played two teams that approached their tempo in my last season in college. It was becoming more and more in vogue each year in college football. So like half the schedule or more ran gun run. But it's the tempo and the different things that made it, you know, I thought made them different. And a lot of the teams, not a lot, all of the teams that did it were copying them. You know what I mean? So Chip started doing this stuff back in New Hampshire, and that's kind of been something that's kind of taken over college football.
Are there some defensive tricks that you have that you can to slow things down?
No, there aren't any tricks. I mean, we don't control the tempo. They do. Now, if you hit them hard, that helps. They don't get up as fast. But, we're not going to feign any injuries or any of that stuff to slow them down. That's just, it's not what we do. You know, it's not in the spirit of the game.
Is the offense run different with Nick in there versus Michael Vick? Because obviously Vick can do things a lot of guys can't.
Well, I think they have their offense, you know what I mean? So they're going to run the base core of what they do. Now, as I said earlier, they can control if it's true read zone or not, or read stretch or not, or, you know, do you have to run the quarterback run? You know, Mike was running purely quarterback sweep, pulled the guard and the tackle out the gate, or guard in the center, really. So those are all determined by the coach. He calls the play. So you don't have to do it that way. And I think that's where you can tinker with the system. But the plays themselves are the same. And don't ever guess, he may not carry it. Because the one time you guess that, guess who's got it? The quarterback's got it, and he's running up the field with nobody there to tackle him. So it's hard enough when you're trying to take care of him. What that offense forces you to do is play assignment football. And they spread you out and make you tackle in space.
You play a very attack-oriented defense. Does this neutralize that in a way? Do you have to be a little bit more?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think in the fact that you have to be able to play real precise assignment defense. Yeah. So, you know, how many things can you do at a high rate of speed? That's what gets you, is you got to kind of pare it down. Their run game isn't, it's not like there's 70 run plays you got to get ready for. Right. It's just they do what they do well, and they do it very fast. So, you know, it kind of shrinks down, and it's now who's going to execute better.
In terms of you matching up with that coach, Chip Kelly, mm-hmm. is this as good a challenge as you've had as a coach, college or pro?
Well, you know, it's not me. You know, I'm like one of the coaches. You know, our defensive staff led by Bill Sheridan, he's leading the defense effort. I'm in there helping as much as I can, but I'm also in the other room and I'm in special teams. So I don't ever look at it as like me versus somebody. I look at it as us versus the Eagles. You know, and that's what it's going to boil down to. So but make no mistake, it's a big challenge for our defensive football team for sure. You know, and not that it's not for our offensive football team. We've had our struggles. It's documented. But right now we're talking about stopping that offense, which right now is at, I've said historic levels if it continues on this pace.
What do you remember? Have you been able to simulate it with a faster tempo of practice?
We try. You try to do that, and like we have experience. You know, one of the things, it's not a trick, but we have experience at practicing that way. So, you know, to get the scout teams to do some different things. But at the end of the day, it's purely, you know, maybe you get it to 60% compared to what they're going to do on game day. So oftentimes you look at the beginning of the game, you really got to get your feet up under you, which is something that is a challenge.
A year ago at this time, Greg, Doug Martin really poised to take it to another level for a good stretch. How much in the last 10 days have you guys, you and your coaches, talked about getting Martin going to the standard he showed last year?
Certainly we're working on our run game, and Doug's a huge part of that. You know, he's performed at a high level this year in individual games. It's just when you look at the body of work, we haven't, as a unit, performed at the level that we want to. So, but certainly Doug is a huge part of that. So part of our self-evaluation was just that, you know, how are we going to be more effective in the run game? What are we running? Are we running the stuff we're best suited to do, you know, that we're built to do? And then sometimes yes, sometimes no. So that's where the tweaks and adjustments are made.
Before the season, you spoke about Mason Foster was putting in a ton of work in the spring and summer, and you had a lot of high hopes for him. Looking at the first 4 weeks, has he met your expectations, and how is he playing?
I think Mason, he made a jump in his performance. I think he's playing better than he's ever played. I think, you know, he's playing at a high level. He's playing at NFL middle linebacker level that, you know, you can get excited about. Now the challenge is going to be over the long haul, can we do that consistently? And it's not going to be that steep climb that I think he's made in the last 6 months, you know, but can we continue a gradual climb the rest of this season? Because I think he really is becoming a very good linebacker.
Coach, go back to the offensive line and run as a football and some of the struggles you've had. Taking a look at it over the bye week, could you identify and explain to us maybe what some of the issues were? Was it, you haven't had a lot of penalties this year, but Was it missed assignments? Was it the fact that Joseph and Nix haven't worked in the cohesiveness of the line? Or what would you kind of point your finger to?
I think combination. You know, and I know that's always my answer. It's never one thing, but it really, because it never is one thing. There are some technique errors for sure. There's some schematic things that Mike and our offensive staff and I, we talked about that, you know, we're going to tweak this and tweak that, which obviously I wouldn't go into in this setting. But I do think we're going to be improved. I think we're going to come out and play well offensively. I do. I think our guys are, you know, we're practicing that way. I feel there's a good vibe going right now with our offensive football team, and we just got to go out and do it. Now, again, practice is one thing, game's another.
Greg, this week the league came to an agreement about Hard Knocks. Your team is in that situation where they may be picked to go on that show where they put a camera pretty much everywhere in the facility during training camp. What is your thoughts about that openness of the outside looking in on an organization during that time?
Can you tell me some more about that? I'm not aware of that.
The league has said that they were going to encourage every team in the league to participate.
Oh, okay.
Teams that have been in the playoffs in the last 2 years can be exempt, and first-year coaches can be exempt. The rest are kind of going to be pushed.
So let's get to the playoffs. Thanks, guys.
Well